Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not sure how Tiger fans would treat this. If they're able to consummate a trade that moves Michael Fulmer elsewhere, would that be a Christmas present or not?
I think so.
It would be a gift to another team, but given what they would get in return, would probably be players that we wouldn't really reap the benefits of for years to come.
The funny thing is this team is so far away from the fun days of the winter meetings, you know? Remember 2008, the winter meetings where you got Miguel Cabrera? And it was on the first day of Hanukkah, Gator. I do remember that. I was on the air that night, and we all celebrated. It was a big deal. Miguel Cabrera was coming here.
Yeah, you know, I remember. It was 2007, in December 2007. Yeah. Doug and I were in the first year of doing the show together, and it happened during the show.
And Mike Ilitch wanted it. Dave Dombrowski made sure it happened.
But the trade was insane.
It was great. I mean, you heard stories how Jim Leland spent the entire time in his room because he didn't want to go outside and talk to somebody and spill the beans, you know? I mean, it was huge because anything could have broke that trade up and made it not happen. Like, we're so far away from that happening, from big names coming back to Detroit baseball-wise. So you trade everybody you can. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Just get prospects and hope for the best.
But the Tigers would hope for a return similar to what the Marlins got when they traded Miggy. And I say that only in this aspect. The Tigers, when they traded to get Miggy, they gave up the top prospects in the organization
who were thought guys.
Of guys that every team wanted, okay? Now, Andrew Miller turned out that he wasn't a great starting pitcher. He's turned himself into a phenomenal relief pitcher. But at the time, he was thought of as a starting pitching prospect,
sure.
And he didn't really show a whole lot with the Tigers, and they moved him on. Cameron Maben was this prospect who was drafted out of high school, was a stud, and again, the top two prospects they had in the organization. Did they pan out to be Major League All-Stars? Not in the way that they were drafted, no. But the Tigers were able to, that's the kind of trade that they would want in return, where if they're going to trade Michael Fulmer, they would expect to get a team's top two or two of the top three prospects the other team has, right?
No question. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot on the Ticket Tech Skater like this one. If they trade Miggy as well as Fulmer, get it a package of great prospects, dump a bunch of Miggy's salary, I would be ecstatic. That's Isaac and Royal Oak. But the problem is, forget Miggy. He's here. It's going to happen. You're going to pay him. But if he's really only the only person you're paying, then he's not really hurting you. Like it's almost like...
Right. If they're able to cut that payroll down to $100 million and he's getting 30 of it...
Big deal.
I mean...
Big deal.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I think Cabrera will probably be traded at some point in the next few years.
Maybe. And if he's not,
and if he's not, it's either because there just isn't the market to trade him, or it's because the Tigers the cycle has come around and now they're a competitive team again.
Right. And exactly. And that'd be great. But I just think back to last year. There was the big fear that they were going to trade Verlander strictly to have another team pay his salary, you know?
Right.
And they didn't do that. So
no.
Forget Miggy. Make sure you get as much as you can for Fulmer, and let's just rebuild. That's what happens.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Mike is in West Bloomfield. Mike, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
How you guys doing?
All right, Mike.
Baited.
So I just wanted to say that if I'm Al Avila and I'm trading Michael Fulmer, I'm getting two blue chip prospects minimum, and I'm getting at least another B-plus prospect in that deal. Because, for example, if we're trading him to the Yankees are going to get Michael Fulmer cheap for the next 5 years. When they have Aaron Judge cheap for the next 5 years, Clint Frazier cheap for the next 5 years. It's worth it to them to trade, at least in my opinion, worth it to them to trade top prospects in order to get Michael Fulmer because they're at the point where they're competitive with a young team. Us, we're not going to be competitive for at least another, in my opinion, 4 or 5 years. And that's when Michael Fulmer becomes a free agent. And when do you pay him? When you start becoming competitive? I mean, you want something to build on, in my opinion.
No, Mike, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think it makes perfect sense. And that's the beauty of this whole thing. If Michael Former stays, fans are okay with it. You go down and watch him every fifth day, I guess. If he leaves and goes to New York, who cares, right? And you get a ton of prospects and you got the situation you wanted. I mean, either way, it's kind of a win-win.
And it is, because if we were to get a Gleyber Torres or Chance Adams, we'd be putting ourselves in a position where we're acquiring young talent in order to build on the future. And right. I think in the next couple of years, we could really start to build a little dynasty in here if we just keep compiling prospects. Just look at what the Astros did.
Mike, you're right about the Astros. Like, look at Chicago, and maybe it won't work out. But I heard their GM on MLB Network the other day, and he said, listen, the goal here is not a wild card every 3 years. This is, we want domination. We want year-to-year World Series champions, right? And it looks like they're kind of on their way. Now, we'll wait and see. But I know some people think rebuilds are sexy. I'm not one of them. But if you do it the right way, you can set your team up for years of consistent success.
You can, but what are the percentages of teams being able to do that? It's not. It's easy to do in theory, but in 100%. Practice, it's really not that easy to do. Because
you got to luck out.
Well, you absolutely have to luck out, because prospects are just that. They're prospects. And there's no guarantee, because you're taken in the first round of a Major League Baseball draft, that you're going to pan out and be an all-star. None at all. In fact, it's the biggest crapshoot there is of all the sports, I would say. Because you're drafting anywhere from a 17-year-old kid to a 23-year-old kid. You really don't know.
But Gator, I mean, they did it for a decade the other way. They traded all their prospects.
Yep. And they were competitive for 10 years.
It was great. It was great. It was. And you look back on it and you say, damn it, you didn't win a World Series. But it was great. It really was, compared to what it was before. But now they got to do it this way, because obviously they're not the big market team that can afford to buy huge free agents.
Well, right. And if you look at the Tigers organization from, say, like 1981 through 2002 or something like that, they produced nothing.
Yeah.
Travis
2005?
Fryman. Yeah, you're right. They produced next to nothing over that whole period of time, which is extraordinary, because it's not like this team was constantly drafting at the bottom end of the draft.
Juan Encarnacion.
Bob's in Detroit. Bob, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right, Bob.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to take the opposite side of all this. Personally, I'm going to start out. You got poor management from Al Avila down to the manager.
Ryan Gardenhire?
Auspice.
Poor management. We had a team that was, you know, middle of the pack, fairly decent, but could have been built upon. So you got poor management, and then the fire sale started, and now they've blown up the team. Ever since Mr. Ilitch passed away, they've gone ahead, they've blown up the team.
Well, what would you have done?
The Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs, all these other teams, they continue, St. Louis, they don't have these rebuild scenarios
that we're going through
that's going to take. Realistically,
hang on a second, Bob. Let's slow your roller here for a second, okay? Because the Cubs absolutely went through a rebuild. The Cubs haven't been relevant up until a couple years ago. They had been relevant for how many years?
Okay,
the Yankees have their lulls, but the Yankees get out of their lulls when they start spending money. Although they're a fantastic organization because they're able to draft and they oversign players that the other teams can't touch.
The Yankees also got really lucky.
Yeah, well,
come on, they had a 1 year rebuild and now they're probably going to win the World Series.
But they also spend more than anybody else does, and the Dodgers are the same way. The Dodgers spent an insane amount of money a few years ago, and they've gotten themselves back to being relevant as well. It's not like the Dodgers have won World Series after World Series. I mean, they haven't won since 1988.
I know they haven't won since the 80s, since Kirk Gibson team. But all the same, you know, now we're going to be looking at, realistically, a Tigers team that is probably going to
Look
like the 2003 team.
Right. They're going to be bad for a couple of years. But the reason
five,
they're gonna,
5 to 7 years.
Well, I don't know about five to seven. Right. Five to seven seems lengthy.
Let's be honest. Avila's biggest issue, his biggest mistake, was to not fire Brad Ausmus after the first year.
Well,
that was his biggest mistake. Other than that, I mean, I know a lot of people bash him, and the signings haven't been good. Jordan Zimmermann, bad signing. Mike Pelfrey, bad signing. Mark Lowe, bad signing.
Yeah, the signings haven't really been so great.
So people have their issues. They can bash him.
Mikey
Mott took
a good signing, though. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. More talk here on the Tigers as we continue on 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.